walk on the woo-woo side with me. My name is Michelle Douglas and I am on a mission to help you to step into your power so that you can create the life you desire. Visit me at empoweredlifeprograms.com to learn more. Hello, hello, it's Michelle here, and today we're going to be talking about why many people don't achieve their goals. If you've always wondered why many people don't achieve their goals, then you're about to be enlightened. Manifesting is one of my most favorite topics in the whole entire universe. I love studying it. I love reading about it. I love doing it. So today I'm going to explain to you why many people don't achieve their goals and, you know, why it seems so hard for so many people. So before I explain why this is, I think I need to first explain how manifesting works. Now, today's video or podcast, depending on how you are engaging in this content today, it's going to be a bit longer than normal. And that's purely because this topic is so important. So many people think manifesting is hard, and it's actually very simple. And we're manifesting new physical outcomes every time we take a new physical action. Those outcomes could be good or bad, depending on what our actions are, what our thoughts are, what our emotions are. And these three elements to manifesting are what I have coined the team formula. So it's a simple, actionable formula to help you to get started manifesting what you want as soon as possible. So in a nutshell, T plus E plus A equals M. Now, let me explain this formula in more detail, and we'll use a practical example at the end to help you understand how to apply it. So the T stands for thoughts. So your thoughts are the first element to manifesting what you want. So what you think about is extremely important, obviously, because it shows where your focus is. Are you focused on your goals or are you focused on your problems? What you need to do, starting right this second, is to first come up with and think about what you actually desire. And also think about what you're grateful for. Gratitude's a really powerful way of being, I guess. So, and do the gratitude part as often as you can when you notice your mind slipping into negative thoughts. Stop yourself, bring into your mind a vision of that desire being achieved and how happy you are about it. The next one that brings us to is emotions. Your emotions are the fuel that adds power to your thoughts. So this is an important point because you can just as easily add power to a negative thought as you can to a positive one. So if you catch yourself feeling a negative emotion, acknowledge it, remind yourself that this negative emotion is not serving you, and then switch your thoughts and your emotions to something positive. Think about your desire and how you will feel once you have achieved that desire. Feel the gratitude of reaching your goal. Gratitude, again, is such a powerful emotion. The next part of this formula is A, which is action. Without this third element, you cannot create a new physical experience. Yes, you may think and feel better, but without this essential element, you're going to remain stuck in the status quo. So if status quo isn't where you want to be, then it's time to take some new actions that align with your thoughts and your emotions, assuming they're both aligned with your desire. And the final aspect of the team formula is manifestation. So it happens when your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions align with each other. And this will always happen. There's no way around it. And this is why it's so important to make sure that those three elements of this formula are aligned with what you want and not aligned with what you do not want. Okay, that's really important. So now we get to the reason why many people don't achieve their goals. And there's a couple, actually. There's a few, but I'm going to cover two of the main ones. So the first one is misalignment with this team formula. Now, obviously, not everyone calls it the team formula because it's my little thing I came up with recently. But the concept is exactly the same. So your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions must be aligned with your desire for it to manifest into your physical reality. If your thoughts are off, your emotions are off, or your actions are off, you can manifest, or you cannot manifest anything that you want. Now, each of these elements has a vibrational frequency, and to manifest what you desire, you must be in vibrational alignment with that thing. And vibrational alignment happens when your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions align with your desire. Now, many of us flit from one thought to another, one emotion to another, or from one action to another. We tend to get so far and then we lose momentum and we switch, or, you know, constantly shifting between these various vibrational states. And if we allow ourselves to remain in a vibrational state that doesn't align with our desires, then the desires cannot manifest. And if they do, well, they can, but if they do, they won't stick around for long if you're in and out of these vibrational states. Like I said before, you must be in vibrational alignment with what you want to have it appear in your physical reality. And if you keep shifting out of alignment, then it has to disappear. Just like why lotto winners tend to, you know, within 12 months, they've got no money left. And that is why, because they're not in vibrational alignment with being a millionaire. So what happens? They become a not millionaire. So the key here is to make sure you're in alignment most of the time, giving more power to what you want and less power to what you don't want. Now, number two is people giving up when the poo hits the fan. And I think I'm allowed to say that without making this an explicit content podcast or video. So I've read many stories of people who gave up on their dreams because life got so messy. They took it as a reason to give up and change direction. They kept, like, I know people who go, oh, it's not supposed to be happening because all this bad stuff is happening. And often the opposite is true. So the reason I decided to share this specific reason today is because I recently found myself in the midst of a mess, the mess in inverted commas, but lucky for me, I understand how manifesting works. So I knew this mess, as painful and frustrating as it was actually a good sign that I had created a vibrational shift into closer alignment with my goal. So let's go and do a little bit of a case study with Sally. Sally's in a relationship with Steve. Things aren't going great. She desires to have a happy and loving relationship with a man who loves and cherishes her. Who doesn't, right? In her mind, she's hoping it'll be Steve who becomes that man who loves and cherishes her. But right now, things are pretty bad. He ignores her most of the time. He doesn't appreciate anything she says or does, I should say, and he constantly criticizes her. So it's not a really good place for Sally to be right now. So Sally starts working with me and begins aligning her thoughts and emotions with having this ideal relationship. And she visualizes a scene where Steve is bringing her flowers or giving her a neck massage. And she gets really deep into this visualization, feeling the gratitude of having things turn out the way they have. And she's so happy. Because Sally's been through the soulful manifesting process with me, she knows that there are some specific actions you also need to take to make this desire a reality. So she comes up with the following actions with my guidance. And these are based on how she is specifically wired to create. And it's important to have this information if you want to fast track your results. Otherwise, you're doing a bit of trial and error and you can go, of course, a lot more quickly. But what I'm talking about today, you can do regardless of whether you work with me or not, but it does make it a lot easier and quicker and less messy. Anyway, so Sally starts watching YouTube videos for real life stories. And watches them daily, you know, just real life love stories. She wants to see people who have done what she wants. Okay. She's got she wants the best ideal relationship. So she looks for real life love stories that align with that. Now her visualizations are of future desired scenes of how her daily life is. So not necessarily the outcome as such, but what her life has become as a result of achieving her desire of having that ideal relationship. Now she books herself in for a massage, a pedicure, or a manicure every 2 weeks. And she's actually put it in her calendar to make sure that she books herself in. And she does this in a consistent manner. Like she consistently makes sure she's doing a bit of self-care. She reads books on how others have managed to fix their relationship problems to get some ideas of what she can apply in her own life and her own relationship with Steve. She tunes into her intuition more, acting on inspired nudges to take certain actions as they come in, And she maintains her focus on what she wants and what she desires. And, you know, she might want to do a little bit of a declutter as well while she's at it, just to shift her energy a little bit. Now, Sally had never taken any of these actions or anything like them before, and she never really put herself first before. So the pedicure, the manicure, and the massage were a really big step for her. And this is really important here, because if you're simply taking an action that is nothing more than a new version of an old action, then you're not going to see much or any change. Within 12 hours, Sally finds out she just won a prize in a raffle, and she's never won anything before, so she's pretty happy. It's her first lot of feedback. Now, although this raffle prize has nothing to do with her relationship, it's a positive sign that she is heading in the right direction. This just shows that there has been a slight vibrational shift between point A, which is where she was, and point B, where she wants to go. The fact that her actions aligned with her manifesting blueprint, which you get through the soulful manifesting, helped her a lot too, because she knew before she took the actions that they were going to align with her. Now, she keeps going with her thoughts, her emotions, and her new actions. And within a few days, something bad happened. Now, I'm going to say bad in inverted commas here. She had a huge fight with Steve, and it was the worst fight they'd ever had. Now, if we fast forward a few weeks, Sally and Steve broke up. The fight caused damage that was put the relationship well beyond repair, and on the surface, it looked as though Sally's manifesting efforts had failed. So she stopped with the thoughts, the emotions, and the actions for this reason. Now, this is why many people don't achieve their goals. They give up as soon as the poo hits the fan. But the reality is that this crappy situation, and pardon the puns, is a sign that everything is going right in this particular case. And this is something, again, when you work with me, we check that. So why is this? Well, when we start off, we're at a specific level of vibrational alignment. So this is point A, right? Now, when we look at our lives in that moment and we see what and whom is in our life, we know that we are in vibrational alignment to those people and things, right? Now, this is because you cannot have anything in your life that you are not vibrationally aligned to. So the fact that Sally and Steve had a fight that caused the ending of their relationship was a sign, and we double-checked this energetically, that Steve wasn't willing or able to come along with Sally for the ride, because to shift her vibrational alignment with the loving and nurturing relationship she desired, she was going on a little journey. He wasn't able to treat her the way she wanted to be treated, so he couldn't go on that journey with her. So he literally needed to drop off or deselect from her life so that room could be made to and freed up to allow her desire to come to her. Now, thankfully, I was able to talk Sally through this, and she went back to following the team formula. And within a couple of months, and after many little snippets of feedback along the way, some of which required a course correction, because sometimes we do go off track, even if you have the manifesting blueprint, she was able to then manifest the relationship of her dreams. So she did get from point A to point B, but you know, you're going to have a little bit of mess in the middle. So that's my main point here, is that if you're going to give up as soon as things get messy, you are likely going to miss out on achieving something amazing. And it's really important that if you are taking aligned actions and you've got your thoughts and emotions aligned with your desire, keep going. And, you know, if you've got someone who's in the know like myself, who can actually tune into the Akashic records and double check that this mess is actually a good thing rather than a bad thing, then you're actually well on your way to achieving that goal. Now, I could go on all day about this, but of course you have things to do and so do I. So I shall leave you with this. If you truly want to manifest change in your life, then you must apply the team formula every single day, and preferably with aligned desires and actions so that you don't veer off track too much. So to get help with that, check out my Soulful Manifesting page. So if you go to empoweredlifeprograms.com, look for the Work With Me page. And I'm going to bring up, I always forget where it is. So yeah, click on the Work With Me page. If you hover over the Akashic Records program, or if you're on a mobile device, you can click on it and then go to Soulful Manifesting. And go in there, you'll see what options are available there. But there's also some bigger programs called Aligned Abundance, which helps you to manifest abundance in any life area, not just relationships. So if you're interested in manifesting and learning how to do it in a more efficient, less messy way, you're still going to get mess, but I can help you through that, then reach out to me. If you have any questions, go to my contact page on the website, and I look forward to working with you very, very soon.